Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Mayor Walsh, get a clue. We expected more from you. Mayor Walsh, get a clue. We expected more from you.
Well, protesters gathered at City Hall Plaza yesterday demanding major changes to the city's eviction laws. Housing advocates are pushing for a new so-called just cause eviction ordinance in Boston, and we've been covering this issue since last fall when residents first started alerting us to what they're calling an eviction crisis caused by skyrocketing rents and property values. Now, the first shockwaves of that crisis rolled through City Hall Monday afternoon as housing advocates had their first chance to present their Just Cause ordinance ideas to Boston City councilors. Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna was there and brings back this story of a meeting that was passionate, contentious, and representative of one of the greatest challenges facing Greater Boston today.
Last night's city council hearing brought out hundreds of housing advocates, tenants, and landlords to City Hall.
We are now at capacity. We are going to move the rest of you to an overflow room.
So many people wanted to have their say, they opened two overflow rooms. And the meeting stretched for more than 4.5 hours with a list of people wanting to testify some 10 pages long. One of those there to tell the city his thoughts on a proposed Just Cause eviction ordinance was Lemmy Horton from Mattapan. Horton says his rent is being raised by some $350, and he's worried that if he can't afford that increase, he'll be evicted.
This time that the city stopped this, 64 in Newark, they fought for housing. 65, Chicago with Martin Luther King, they fought for housing. Now we're here again in Boston fighting again for housing. How many times we got to fight this displacement?
As it currently stands, housing advocates pushing a Just Cause ordinance call for landlords who own 5 or more units in Boston to have a specific reason to evict month-to-month tenants. Some of those reasons include failure to pay rent, noise violations, or wanting to repossess the unit for personal use. But as we reported yesterday on Radio Boston, advocates have dropped perhaps their most controversial idea, a requirement for non-binding mediation if landlords wanted to raise rents more than 5%. Representatives from City Life Vita Urbana told us it's because it was a complete non-starter for landlord groups who say it would be a return to the dark days of rent control. So advocates are now focused on an even more basic problem. No one really knows how many people receive no-fault evictions every year. Last night, City Councilor Frank Baker asked City Life's Lisa Owens Pinto why it is so important to have that data.
You would like the landlords to notice the city and then the city to send the rights out to the tenants. Will you just kind of clarify that a little bit? Is that at a base what you're looking for?
Councilor Baker, so what we know is that in the universe of tenants who are getting eviction, the vast majority do not reach housing court.
Why is that?
They get the eviction and they think that eviction is illegal. It's a document. They don't know that they have the right to go to court to contest that. And they leave. They leave. That's what's happening here. And that's why we don't have the data.
As we've been reporting this story over the past couple of months, even we've struggled to find the data. How can the city address a problem if it doesn't even know the scope? The new proposal would require that landlords report to the city anytime they're serving a notice to quit to tenants. And it seems as though the city is at least open to this idea. The Walsh administration has been a big champion of data, and Sheila Dillon, chief of the Boston Department of Neighborhood Development, at last night's hearing, responded directly to this concept when prompted by City Councilor Tito Jackson.
We need better data for lots of reasons. One, so we can design policies and programs. And two, so we can track where this is happening the most. What's the profile of people being evicted so we can put safeguards in place for them? We need data to create programs and to respond effectively. So I think that is a big piece of this office is really data collection.
But that type of tracking by the city concerns some landlords. Skip Schloeming of the Small Property Owners Association told the council he fears housing advocates could target landlords if the city maintained a list of evictions.
Now, these notices, I think, are not good at all because they will tell advocates exactly which owners they want to target with their tactics. And their goal will be the same, as has been said here throughout. The goal is to keep rents low. It's not just to give information and have the rents be what they would have been. There will be threats. In the extreme, there will be threats of rent withholding, the free rent trick, and rent strikes by all of an owner's tenants.
Greg Wynn is the CEO of Wynn Companies, a Boston-based developer and property manager that owns about $5 billion worth of real estate in 11 states. He's also concerned about eviction reporting, and he told the council that he thinks only huge out-of-town owners can afford the consequences.
The only people that are going to be able to do business in Boston are the ones that have no shame. Because if the whole goal of this ordinance is to put out a list of those people who are evicting others, imagine the only people who are willing to kick out those people are the out-of-town large corporations. I would never do that as a local owner. We're not treating our landlords fairly if this were to pass.
This idea of fairness is why hundreds of people were there, cheering and booing as advocates and landlords testified. Here's Monica Bell, who testified and cited Harvard's Matthew Desmond, who recently won a MacArthur Genius Award on the effect of evictions on low-income residents of Milwaukee. And Bell told the council of the profound impacts eviction can have on residents' lives.
One study found that the year following an eviction, mothers are 20% more likely to report depression than their similarly situated peers. The mental health consequences of what might seem like run-of-the-mill evictions can even be fatal.
It was impossible to escape this idea last night from everyone I talked to from all sides of this, that the stakes are just so incredibly high for a proposal that hasn't even been officially submitted. And the city councilors at the hearing, like Chair Josh Zakim, struggled with this idea as well.
Talking about the specifics of a proposal, I'm finding it hard to follow, you know, in hypotheticals because we don't have, you know, a draft proposal in front of us. Certainly, I look forward to doing that. And I think it's a little hard for me to follow when we're talking about just hypotheticals of which version and what we're talking about.
City Life's Lisa Owens Pinto told the council that they will have a draft proposal for them to consider later this week. And after the hearing, Councillor Ayanna Presley told me that while she's looking forward to seeing the proposal, she can't commit to a hypothetical ordinance.
We have got to cease any rhetoric that is us versus them. You know, this is so much bigger than landlord versus tenant. This is about the collective we. This is about our city. This is about the fact that everyone deserves to have housing, quality housing. Everyone deserves a right to this city. You know, and this the issue of eviction has a holistic impact on community. It's destabilizing for all of us. So, you know, I'm you know, encouraged that we're all in the same room. I think we collectively have got to address this. This is a crisis for the entire city, not just a few.
City Councilor Ayanna Presley wrapping up that report from Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna.